Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Safe.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our first podcast of 2024 with We'll See About That. Ron Say here with Mike Gary, and happy new year to you all. I hope that it treated you all well, and we've got a terrific guest here coming up after the break. I want to touch briefly on the two really terrific college championship games in the semifinals, two of the best games you could possibly want to have that came down to the last play of each game, and Michigan and both Washington did as much as they possibly could to try to lose these games. But it's going to be a terrific matchup. What a great game. Mike, how did you like those games, and how was your New Year?
New Year's fantastic. Thank you very, very much for asking. Both those games were fantastic. We have an overtime game. We had a mistimed snap by the Alabama center, who's now requested a transfer. This goes to show how they take things down in Alabama. But yeah, it should be a very interesting final game here. Michigan versus Washington at NRG Stadium in Houston, Texas. And interestingly enough, Michigan about 4.5 favorite at this point.
You know, it's really kind of a shame that you work so hard during the course of the year to become bowl eligible. And now, because of the portal and people opting out because of the possibility of going to the NFL, they send a ghost team. And it was never more evident this year than having in FSU's case, Florida State, who got left out of the championship round. I don't know what they sent to this game, but Georgia did send their team, their real team, and it was a massacre.
63-3, folks.
And if you ever had an opportunity to lay claim to something that most people don't, which is an undefeated college system, you certainly missed the opportunity.
Yeah, we talked about last week before the holiday how, you know, certain Florida State fans, including some prominent Florida politicians, thought if that Florida State finished undefeated that they were the rightful national champions. Well, that argument doesn't hold water anymore.
Well, it's an interesting case too, because you never really know whether or not these bowl sponsors are going to want to come up with the money if you're going to be sending a ghost team. There are very few teams that showed up. Arizona, Oklahoma showed up. Georgia showed up. Oregon showed up. The rest of them, you know, it's kind of a question mark. But USC also showed up, and they have a new quarterback. And we're going to be right back with our first guest of 2024, Dennis Gilbert, right after this message.
Fred Dreyer here, the heartburn hunter. You know, when you're young, your immune system is strong. But as you get older, coffee, alcohol, and fast food makes your body acidic. But now there's Balance 7. In just 3 days, it starts diluting the acid buildup in your body. 3 1-ounce drinks a day is all you're going to need. Are you tired of just being sick and tired? Balance 7 is the answer. You'll notice less joint discomfort, more energy, and heartburn is no longer a problem. You'll feel younger and healthier with more mental clarity. I know, because I use it every day. Right now, try Balance 7 and get 15% off your order. A free bottle of My Smooth Skin, free shipping, and a money-back guarantee. So you have nothing to lose, folks. Call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. That's 800-793-9039, or visit balance7.com, code word Fred. Call 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Escape to a world of luxury and tranquility at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers, the ultimate wine country destination nestled in the heart of Paso Robles, California. Located halfway between Los Angeles and San Francisco, indulge in the opulence of this four-diamond resort as you become fully immersed in the spirit of wine country. Stroll the picturesque vineyards while sipping on award-winning Allegretto wines. Satisfy your culinary desires at Cello Ristorante and Bar with an array of delectable dishes handcrafted with locally forged ingredients. Rejuvenate your mind and your body with soothing treatments at Spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today and enjoy a complimentary bottle of Allegretto wines with your stay using promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Travel now until March 31st next year. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. A-L-L-E-G-R-E-T-T-O Resort.com.
How do you feel right now? Let me tell you something. A couple of months ago, I made a change to my diet. I used to drink coffee. In fact, I've drank coffee my entire life. But then I got a hold of some pomegranate super tea from GetTheTea.com. Almost immediately, I felt better in the morning, and I felt better throughout the day as well. With coffee, it seemed like the energy would be there for a little while, and then I'd feel drained until I could get a snack later in the day. When I started drinking super tea, I noticed immediately that my energy was sustained for a lot longer of a period throughout the day, and I felt better and clean, and that helped my mental acuity as well. So I highly recommend you try one of their teas. They've got all kinds of great tea choices too. Senna, Super Strength Cleansing Tea, Pomegranate Super Tea, Peppermint Super Tea. And if you order now through the end of the month, you'll get 10% off by using the keyword CRN. So do yourself a favor. Get the tea at getthetea.com. 10% off with the keyword CRN. Getthetea.com.
They still call me the Penguin.
And welcome back to the new year. I hope you all once again had a terrific time. We are blessed with having a very special guest in Dennis Gilbert. Dennis will be receiving a beautiful fruit gift basket courtesy of our friends at Melissa's Produce. Melissa's is the proud partner of We'll See About That. Be sure to use my VIP code RONSAY when checking out at melissas.com. Dennis Gilbert, he is a guy that I ran into in the minor leagues about 50 plus years ago. He was playing center field for the Visalia Mets and had a career in minor league baseball signed. He's a local Southern California kid who was hanging out with future Hall of Fame, or future Major League players Bob Wobson, Bobby Tolan, and Doc Ellis in South Central. And Dennis, welcome to the show. We're so pleased to have you.
Ron, it's always good to speak to you. Thank you.
You've had a very different kind of a career in many respects. You went to Gardena High School, L.A. City College. You signed and started playing professionally. And then all of a sudden, at age 24, you decided to go into the insurance business. And later on, the entertainment business of that field. How did that take place? Take us through those things and started your career.
Well, it wasn't quite that easy. I mean, everybody wants to handle entertainers. So actually what happened was I realized it didn't take long to realize if you're going to be in the insurance business that the people that hold the key to the insurance business in this town are the accountants. So I got an accounting degree correspondingly, long before computers were around. So what I did after I got my degree, I approached Gray Davis to see if I can get approved to teach continuing education. At that time, he was state controller of the state of California and in charge of that. And then he became governor. But he helped get me approved to teach CPAs the economic value of insurance. So I would not only sell insurance, but I was teaching accountants how it worked. And a lot of those young accountants here in the Beverly Hills, West Side area represented entertainers. So I don't only represent entertainers, but I was also representing former teammates, baseball players, guys I grew up with. And then businessmen, whoever the accountants represented, they would refer business to me. I made it more of a teaching presentation than a sales presentation.
Well, you had some pretty high-class names in your being able to represent. It says here Sally Field, Kim Basinger, Rod Stewart, the Beach Boys, Robert Duvall, Quincy Jones. That's a pretty good client list, Jared Dennis.
Well, those are in the older days. Today, I've got a lot of rappers, a lot of pretty famous people today. But like I said, I also represent a lot of business people and a lot of professional baseball players putting together like the Bobby Bonilla deal. You know, people like to look for deferred income, and all it was is an insurance policy.
Well, it seemed to be working pretty good because Bobby Bonilla is the beneficiary of that till, what, the year 2025? May 1st is the anniversary date for Bobby Bonilla Day in Mets lore?
It's actually June 1st every day.
June 1st?
June 1st every year. It's in New York, they actually get a holiday out of it. They call it Bobby Bonilla Day.
Not only was it's till 2035, and not only, you got 8% per year too, Dennis?
That's correct. The Mets guaranteed 8% on the product.
That's sure beats a savings account, doesn't it?
Well,
what got you into actually representing, actually becoming an agent and representing baseball players and negotiating these contracts?
That's a whole different thing. It started about 7-8 years into selling insurance. A lot of the people who I was selling insurance to needed representation. One of them called me one day and said, could you do my contract? And I said, sure. I remember taking the red eye and meeting with the owner of the team and banging out a really big deal. Next thing you know, I go to spring training to meet with them, and more guys were asking me to be their agents. And by the time I sold my part of the business, we had over 300 clients.
You formed the Beverly Hills Sports Council back in 1984, and you had a number of players. You had Barry Bonds, Bobby Bonilla, Jose Canseco, George Brett, Brett Saberhagen, Danny Tartable, to mention a few. And you also had my attorney, Steve Schneider, help you in a number of arbitration cases. I think the one that may have turned a corner for you was the Brett Saberhagen deal. Would you agree with that?
Well, that was in the very beginning, and it sure helped get started. Yeah, Steve did a really good job on that one.
And Ken Gernick, who also helped me with my book, the writer, has also done a lot of work with you and has a lot of experience dealing with the players and the needs and whatever. It certainly served you well. Would you say that the arbitration case with Saberhagen, though, really kind of opened up the door for you?
Not really. I would say that, to grow the business, I think it was the fact that having played the game and knowing as many people as I know, people really, or the players themselves, they don't really focus on who wins or who doesn't win arbitration cases. It's all about reputation and all about the people you know. And I had an awful lot of coaches, managers, and other people helping me get started. As an example, Ted Williams made some referrals. Harry Dalton made a lot of referrals to me. I think those were really key. I had a lot of ins with the Red Sox organization. Picked up Brady Anderson and Curt Schilling before the arbitration. Canseco came from Jackie Moore, who was his manager at Oakland. And I played rookie ball at for Jackie. Bonds came from Bobby Bonilla, and Bonilla came from R.J. Reynolds, who was teammates with Rick Thurman, And Rickett ended up becoming his, my partner and helped me start the business. So it certainly didn't hurt the reputation of winning that first arbitration. We didn't do so well in the second and third time.
Well, arbitration back then, it was in the first 10 years. So I remember when I had to do my arbitration, and Steve Schneider represented me on that as well. I was the first Dodger ever to take, Dodger player to take the Dodgers to arbitration. And it was a brand new experience. And I decided to sit in on the hearing. And it was decided within 24 hours, and I was the winner of that. And I just remember going to that hearing and hearing that I was very lucky to have a locker in Dodger Stadium. It was kind of humiliating in a sense, but it certainly paved the way for a better understanding of where I stood with the Dodgers and how we proceeded from that point on. Dennis, we've got to take a break here in a few seconds. We're going to be right back with We'll See About That right after this message. Hey there, sports fans. Ron Say. Are you ready to score big with fresh, healthy eats? Well, our friends at Melissa's Produce have got you covered. Whether you're gearing up for the big game or just living that active lifestyle, Melissa's Fresh Produce Box delivers the winning nutrition you need. And here's the MVP move. Visit Melissa's.com today and use the promo code RONSAY to save 15% on your first order. Don't miss out on the home run deal. Fuel your passion for sports and good eats with Melissa's Produce. That's Melissa's.com, promo code RONSAY for the freshest game day fuel around.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738.
That's 800-278-1738.
Hello, Ron Save.
And we are back. We are so happy to be here in 2024. We'll see about that, the Ron's Say Show. And I want to jump in here, gentlemen, and ask you a question as a layperson, as someone who's never played professional sports or had to negotiate a contract worth more than $5. What is arbitration?
Dennis, go ahead. I'll give you first shot at that.
Oh. Pretty easy for me. Two sides do not agree on a contract, and if they have 3 years of major league service, or if they have almost 3 years of major league service, it's top 20%, they're allowed to go into a hearing. Three people who are probably ex-lawyers who belong to the arbitration, to an arbitration committee that's selected by both Major League Baseball and the Players Association, will make a decision. And they'll put three guys on it. You make your presentation. The other side makes a presentation, and you have to be more persuasive than the other side to get the amount of money. The hard thing about salary arbitration is you either win or you lose. There's no settlement. So that's why most cases settle, and you don't hear much about salary arbitration anymore.
You sit in on the Major League Baseball Salary Arbitration and Player Development Committees. How over the years do you think that's changed either way?
Hasn't changed much. The criteria is just about the same. The things that have changed are the numbers. Players, it seems like players don't have to really perform to get big raises. I mean, it's because one of the criteria is what a year is called comps or comparable players. How much money are they making? So if one team pays a player a lot more money, then you go into arbitration if you're the agent saying, look how much this guy is getting and look at our stats compared to his. So it's really regimented, and it's, you know, it could be done different ways, but the way it is right now is probably the best, and both sides agree to it, so it works.
Is arbitration built into the collective bargaining agreement? Because I can't remember any other terms, you know, if, you know, Rod and I had a contract to, you know, purchase a car, you know, pretty much that contract stands. Is arbitration part of the collective bargaining agreement?
It is, but the criteria of arbitration has changed through the years.
Jose Canseco, he comes up, I would say, of the notable contracts, at least higher end, with Bonilla, Canseco, and Barry Bonds. Can you take us through those and how those developed?
Don't forget Piazza, Ricky Henderson.
George Brett.
George Brett was the first, yeah. So we have, they're all different. But again, these guys are incomparable. These guys were all special. And when you're special, generally, you have to bring out the special traits in each of them. So they're all different. With Bonilla, you know, which is probably the one that you hear the most about, what we did is I took him on a tour. We went to just about five or six teams that were interested in him. He met with ownership, we had dinner, and he was part of the selling process. When it came to money, it was just a back and forth to see what his market was and what was created. And markets are generally created by the media or what people think they are.
But the metrics is going to play it differently these days.
Metrics have nothing to do with an individual free agent contract. It's all about comps or what people want to pay. I mean, somebody said hypothetically Ohtani's going to get $400 million, $300 million. There are no metrics that say that's what he deserves. I mean, it's what you're able to negotiate, and the more persuasive you are and the more teams you have bidding, it's the player becomes an asset, and how badly does the team want the asset, and it becomes a bidding war, and you, and sometimes the big, or most of the time, the bidding goes to the team that bids the most money. Other times, I've had plenty of clients that said, hey, I'm real happy where I'm playing, or this is the place I want to play. And he didn't go to the highest bidder. He went to the second or third highest bidder.
Ron and I were talking before the show about, you know, these contracts, these large contracts will have ripple effects throughout the league. And, you know, we talked about Ohtani getting this huge multi-$100 million deal. So now let's say a player puts up similar numbers as Ohtani next season and he goes into contract negotiations wanting the same deal. When you see these contracts, Dennis, that are so huge, do you think that it's going to make salaries go up around the league?
See, it's an individual thing. Ohtani brings more to the table than just a contract. He has an awful lot of following, you know, in different countries. The whole Asian community follows him, and he brings in a lot of revenues that other players that may have the same numbers do not. Therefore, he has more value.
Well, you have to look at the contract that he signed in two ways. He's a dual performer. Metrics, in my opinion, have to play some of the idea of how you come to a player's worth from his offensive contribution. There's got to be standards there. And his pitching contribution. He's being paid as a dual player. And for the first year, at least, Ohtani will not be pitching. $70 million.
In all probability, he won't be playing in the field either.
No, he won't. Exactly. So he's going to be strictly a DH, getting paid $440,000 a game, whether he plays or not.
That's correct.
That has to be, there has to be a ripple effect, because there is a cause and effect to every contract that is signed. And the Players Association helps you understand that.
I value players on their own merit, not on, you know, on what they bring to the team. As far as being a two-way player, there hasn't been any real effective two-way players in the game that's been around in the game for enough period of time to merit a contract, you know, of any great length. Now, so far, Ohtani's had two Tommy John surgeries, so we don't know what we got there. We know we got a really, really exceptional hitter with a lot of power. But after a second Tommy John surgery, we don't know what we have. So it's hard to quantify whatever number he got. I think his agent did an incredible job.
True. And that brings to mind, then, if you have this doubt about his future pitching, why did you pay so much money for it?
I'm not signing him. And I'm not, and it's not up to me to qualify what, you know, what Ohtani got or what he didn't get or that. I think it's what he's worth to the organization. And I think he's got as much value off the field as he does on the field. And I think that's where a lot of his money came from.
But didn't they pay him to be a dual player?
They paid him to be a dual player, but also to bring in the Asian market.
Dennis, you were pretty much the inventor of the deferred contract with that famous Bonilla deal. Do you think that the agents over at CAA should send you a bottle of champagne for the kind of deal they negotiated with all that deferred money?
Not at all. Not at all. Because my contract was totally different. It was funded by a vehicle, and I don't believe their deferred contract had interest at all. I don't think there's an investment vehicle involved.
What was that investment vehicle?
The one I had, it was an insurance product. So I had an awful lot of contracts, and I do an awful lot of products right now that defer money for people to have something to supplement their retirement income in the future.
Do you think that there are owners out there today that are not in agreement with the kind of contract that Ohtani got in terms of the compensation? I know it's been an open-ended deal. It's been in there for a long time. There's no term on years nor amount of money to be deferred. But how do you think the other owners are looking at that deal?
I can't tell you. I haven't talked to any owners about it. I was at the winter meetings. Everybody says it's a lot of money. And like I said, Ohtani is something that's so unique because of all the money he brings in off the field. And it's hard to quantify what that number is because I have no idea what it is.
What you're currently working with the White Sox and have been for some time. What does Jerry Reinsdorf think about this?
He thinks it's a lot of money, but I don't know if I really haven't discussed Ohtani with him. I mean, it's. I mean, we didn't make a bid on him. We didn't do an analysis on Ohtani's income. You know, we're a small market team, and you know, we have to stay within our own budgets.
Okay, we have to take a short break here, and we'll be back with Dennis Gilbert, one of the premier agents in baseball during his tenure, and currently still active, representing the Chicago White Sox as we speak. So we'll be right back with We'll See About That right after this. Hi, everyone. Ron Say here from the Los Angeles Dodgers, Chicago Cubs, and Oakland A's. I love baseball, and I am inviting you all to grab a copy of my new book, Penguin Power, and share my story. I will tell you about the beginnings of my baseball career, right through the World Series victories, even getting hit in the head by a Goose Gossage fastball. Find out what it's like to start in the minors and live a life in the majors in my new book, Penguin Power. Perfect. Penguin Power is available at Barnes & Noble and at Amazon.com.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Progressive presents advice on new teen drivers.
You know, the hardest part about teaching your teen to drive is the chafing from the seatbelt. But the best part is the grip strength you build in your knuckles. Okay, now let's pull out of the driveway.
Here's another tip. Offset a chunk of the cost of adding a teen to your insurance with Progressive's teen driver discount and get a break from the break. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states or situations.
Now, during Staples Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print at Staples, you save. But if you print at Staples, you save. See how that works? Staples Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 2/10. Visit staples.com/print for details.
For the second consecutive year, Kia America will support St. Jude Children's Research Hospital with a donation for each new eligible Kia vehicle sold or leased and delivered in the U.S. between November 16, 2023 and January 2, 2024. The minimum $1.5 million donation is part of Kia's ongoing commitment to St. Jude through its Accelerate the Good charitable initiative. Last year, Kia donated $1.35 million and was named the 2023 St. Jude New Corporate Partner of the Year. Russell Wager, Vice President, Marketing.
Kia is proud to once again partner with St. Jude Children's Research Hospital to drive awareness of their all-important mission and provide funds to help children who are our future have a better chance of realizing their dreams by receiving world-class care.
Since 2019, Kia has donated more than $22 million to causes which include treating childhood illness, helping to fight hunger and homelessness, and relief for victims of natural disasters. For more information on how to donate, please visit stjude.org. Sponsored by Kia America.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
The fans are rooting for the Dodgers of old L.A.
And welcome back. We'll see about that. This day in Dodger history, 1957, the Dodgers become the first team to purchase an aircraft buying a 44-passenger Convair 442 engine for $700,000. From 1949 through 1957, the team had flown in a 20-seat DC-3, a gift from Bud Holman, who won the plane from Eastern Airlines in a crap game. That's interesting. In a crap game. According to legend, and gave the airplane to owner Walter O'Malley. Dennis, we want to thank you so much for being on. We really appreciate it. We just want to get one more question in. Tell us about what you're doing now. We understand you formed the Gilbert Group in 2009. What are your day-to-day like today?
Well, I spend most of my time on the insurance business. And then when at the end of baseball season, I get involved in trades, get involved in signing free agents, and get involved in negotiating contracts. And then after that, I go to a lot of Dodger games, and that's my involvement with the White Sox. I help Jerry Reinsdorf whenever he needs me.
So how do you think, since you go to so many games, the Dodgers are going to do? I always get asked this question, but I'm going to ask you, since you're the big fan and you sit in the front row there in the dugout seats.
Well, I always, historically, I didn't think their teams were as good as the one they had a couple years ago. And, the way they have their lineup is just something I haven't seen, where you get your best three hitters or best two hitters hitting 1, 2, 3. They win. They win their division every year. They get into the playoffs, and sometimes they go deeper, and sometimes they don't. This year, it's really hard to say because I don't know what team they're going to end up with. There are a lot of free agents out there. I don't know who they're going to sign or who they won't sign. I look at their lineup, and I know that the first three guys in their batting order are not good, but they're great hitters, great players, all three of them.
If you were consulting for the Dodgers, Dennis, would you want to bring back Kershaw?
I think Clayton Kershaw is an important member of the team. He brings a lot of intangibles. He's a winner. He's a tough guy on the field, and he gives you everything he's got every time out. Those guys don't grow on trees, so you got to like Kershaw. I won't say I like other people more or less. I just know that they spent an awful lot of money so far on their pitchers. They've got some good pitchers coming up too. I really liked Sheehan last year. I thought he had a chance to be a very good pitcher, but I didn't see really enough. And what's his name? Bobby, who's the four starter? Yeah. He's got a really good arm and a really good chance to be great, but As you all know, as everybody knows, people get hurt. People get hurt all the time. And so it's all about being healthy.
Dodgers, no question about it, have spent over $1 billion on three players in the offseason to improve their team. Major investment.
Last question here, Dennis. You've represented so many different players, over 300 players, including huge stars, George Brett, Brett Saberhagen, Curt Schilling, Danny Tartabull, Ricky Henderson, Trevor Hoffman, of course, Barry Bonds, Bobby Bonilla, and Jose Canseco. These guys are singular athletes, hyper-competitive, alpha kind of guys. What's it like managing those kind of personalities?
You just try to give them advice. They're, everybody who plays professional baseball has sacrificed an awful lot to get to where they got. Generally, they don't have summer vacations like most other people. Generally, they don't have college education, so they're depending on their baseball career to make a difference so they don't have to carry a lunch pail as long as they live, or they have to try to get jobs in the game. Being a baseball player is kind of like being king. What I mean by that is it doesn't train you for anything else but knowing baseball. So it's really awkward and tough for anybody to pivot and go into another career. I was lucky I found the insurance career, or insurance business as a career, and had a lot of people helping me learn the insurance business, which actually the accounting part helped my agent business, because I one step up on most of the other agents because I knew tax and finance. Most agents are either lawyers or former baseball players. So that gave me an advantage.
Okay, Dennis, thank you so much for joining us and giving us an update on what has happened in your life of baseball and what you're currently working on. Anything else you'd like to plug before we let you go?
No, just the insurance practice here in LA is thriving. I think we're the most competitive group of people in the life insurance industry.
All right. You've heard it from Dennis Gilbert, one of the premier agents of our time. No question about it. Had a stockpile of players that you're all familiar with. So, Dennis, thank you for so much of your time. Good luck to you in the future. I'm sure I'll see you along the way.
I hope so, Ron.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dennis. We really appreciate it.
I can't wait to get my fruit.
Okay, pal. You have a great day. Thanks so much for coming on.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Okay, we are ready to move on from Dennis Gilbert, and we're going to talk about one of Mike's favorite football players.
Oh, stop it.
Aaron Rodgers. Start me off.
Okay, so Aaron Rodgers, of course, he's had a heck of a couple of years. Of course, he lied to the entire world about being what he called immunized in order to play, and then he goes signs with the Jets for a big dollar contract, and then in the very first game, he tears his Achilles.
Yeah, I think that contract was in the neighborhood of about $50
million. $50 million indeed, and not to mention the fact that the Jets were featured on Hard Knocks and became kind of a big story that they're going to be competitive with their new quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. And he, of course, tears his Achilles and then gets with a private physical therapist, not a team doctor, and says that he will be able to return in a timetable that's completely unreasonable and nowhere near what the standard of care medical science is. And most recently, Ron, he appeared on the Pat McAfee show. He has a regular paid appearance on the Pat McAfee show, and pretty much called Jimmy Kimmel a pedophile. And that's a little bit a condensed version of what's going on with Aaron Rodgers. What are your thoughts about all this?
Well, besides the miracle healing, which threw me completely off base because I had never heard a timetable like that before, and the idea that he's getting paid millions of dollars to go on the Pat McAfee show and to give his expertise. I don't know. It just sounds bad. His attack on Jimmy Kimmel you saw here of late, right? the release of the Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, the Epstein list, client
right?
List, yeah.
And jokingly, I said to myself, God, I've been sweating bullets the last week, hoping that, you know, I wouldn't be on that list. And of course, she laughed, and it was funny. But he tried to include, Jimmy Kimmel on that. And now Jimmy Kimmel is threatening a lawsuit, and they're both owned by Disney?
Yes, correct. Jimmy Kimmel, of course, is the longstanding, over 20-year tenured late-night host on ABC. And then, of course, you know, Aaron Rodgers appearing on the Pat McAfee show on ESPN, and both owned by the Disney Corporation.
Well, something's got to give, and I don't know exactly where the New York Jets fit in on this, but I don't know if this is in their best interest. He's a loose cannon, always has been a loose cannon. He needs about as much attention as maybe Michael Jordan, maybe Magic Johnson, where they thrive on this kind of thing. Not sure exactly where it goes, but, Aaron Rodgers would be better if he just, you know, tightened it up a little.
Yeah, I mean, Magic Johnson, of course, you know, Michael Jordan, both they wanted to dominate the room, but they weren't queuing on adjacent. And it seems that Aaron Rodgers, some of the things that he talks about, be it COVID denialism, be it, you know, child sex trafficking, and it seems that he's far more concerned with going on television and talking about that rather than, you know, maybe keeping a low profile for the benefit of his teammates. I mean, if you were his teammate, if you were a Jets teammate of Aaron Rodgers, and your starting quarterback who's getting paid the most on the team is showing up to get paid additional monies to go on the Pat McAfee show every week while he's sitting there resting his torn Achilles with whatever weird treatment and ointments and poultices he's putting on it, how would you feel as if his teammate?
He wouldn't be my teammate. I don't want a guy like that on my team. It's too much of a distraction. You know, everything's pointed in his direction. You know, it's an I, me thing. And I'm told, as I have read, that everybody in the NFL knows that he carries a long, hard grudge. And he will, you know, pretty much find a way to implement it at some point in time. I got better things to do. I would not want to have my team being asked how we're going to perform this week when a guy can't help you. He's being the first interview goes up to him and he's not even playing. I don't know. It's too much of a distraction. And I think that once you lose the confidence and the respect of your teammates, pretty much over, you know. I'm surprised that, I don't know how this clubhouse is in New York, but I know that when he did that to the Green Bay Packers, when he lied about his vaccination, that would have pushed me in the other direction.
Yeah, there's two very powerful men who can make a change here. One is Woody Johnson, the owner of the Jets. The other is Bob Iger, who runs Disney. And if it comes to Bob Iger telling Pat McAfee you can't have Aaron Rodgers on anymore, or if it's Woody Johnson saying if you want to be a Jet, you can't go on the Pat McAfee show anymore, either way. All right, Ron, we got about 2.5 minutes left in this segment. Let's talk about something I know is going to make you happy.
Happy.
And that is the San Francisco 49ers.
Oh, yeah. Well, they clinched their division. They're going to be the number one seed. The game between the Rams and the 49ers, which probably would have been a big billing game, the 17th game, the extra game of this year. All their players, their best players, are sitting because they both qualified for the playoffs. So other than a moneymaker up in Northern California this weekend, there's probably a lot of fans that are still going to go to this game, but it's unfortunate that it comes down to this. But the other people who are involved in possibly the wild card spots, you're not going to be getting, and nobody's going to do you any favors. You know, you're going to have to go out and earn it because whatever in your best interest, so that means rest your players, they're going to do it. And if it costs you a spot because of it, then so be it. And whatever goes around comes around.
Yeah, the 49ers, I'm sure, are happy that they can rest their players because, of course, Christian McCaffrey's got a strained calf muscle. Yeah. So it gives these guys, you know, time to recover. And actually, I like that because that makes more for more competitive games down the stretch.
Yeah, well, Purdy's not playing, and the Rams players, their core group, their skilled group, aren't playing. So they're protecting themselves and hopeful of a playoff run. So totally understand that. The world of pro football has been really ups and downs. Look at the Philadelphia Eagles, who were in control of this thing, and now, you know, they might end up in the middle of that stack, which means that your schedule is going to be a lot more difficult down the run. You know, they've lost like 3 or 4 games before in a row. It makes it interesting, and of course the Dallas Cowboys are creeping up in there, and of course the Kansas City Chiefs. Mahomes is not playing. I don't think you can plan on seeing Taylor Swift at the game this weekend because I don't know if Travis Kelce's playing. So, and that story goes on. We're going to be right back after this.
Hey. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, Ron, how you doing?
Campy, just fine.
Hey, Say, how you doing?
Okay, we have returned after the break, and we are moving down the road. And I just want to thank you all for supporting our show. And did you know that you can go to our website, The Ron Say Show, to see our lineup of future guests, listen to all of our shows, and see our latest merch. Stay tuned as the new arrivals pop up this holiday season. And I'm going to move right into our next week's guest here, closing up. I'm fascinated with the next person that is going to be joining us. His name is Peter Zwack. He is a Brigadier General, U.S. Army, retired. He's written books, Swimming the Volga, and he's been an attaché to the Russian intelligence and everything. His bio is incredible. I really am interested because when I had spoken to him about coming onto the show, I had reached him and he gotten back to me in the same day and he says, "Oh, I'm calling you from South Korea." And I'm saying, I said, "Please go take care of business. We can discuss this when you return. It sounds like you're doing a lot more important things than we are here right now." But, I want to get he was 34 years. He's a global speaker now. It's going to be fascinating. I want to hear what he has to say about the current events that are going on in the world today.
Yeah, I understand he was recently in Ukraine as well, and
yes,
he will have, you know, all sorts of information to talk about foreign policy, strategic and military affairs, and I'm very much looking forward to that because we're turning the show into pretty much the Ron Say News Hour over here.
Well, I got to tell you, this is brand new territory for me, and I'm excited about it because we are branching off here and moving in a different direction, and I'm excited about it. have always wanted to have a bit more eclectic stuff here, a balance to it, and we're going to have an opportunity to be with a person that I think we're all very excited about having next week. So that's going to wrap it up. I want to thank you so much for joining us. I hope, once again, you all had a wonderful, happy new year. Your family is safe and sound. We're going to see you next week. Thanks for joining us.